Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Friday.
Welcome.
Double praise the Lord.
Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Happy Friday.
Pastor Chris Lai, Prayathon 2023, Friday, February 3. In today's Rhapsody, learn more about incantations of the Spirit and how to use them. Visit rhapsodyofrealities.org. Ephesians 6, 10 and 11, 10 through 11 and verse 18 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." At our times of prayer today, we'll pray fervently in tongues of the Spirit for all 15 minutes, stirring incantations orchestrated by the Spirit to bring into fruition the Lord's will and pleasure for you and for saints of God around the world. Amen. Remember, the Global Praise and Communion Service comes up this Sunday from 3 p.m. That's GMT plus one. And God bless you. Yep, this Sunday.
Yep, it's going to be exciting. I always talk about how it's my favorite times, you know, that we have with our dear man of God, Pastor Chris, just because of all the ministrations that I completely, absolutely love. And of course, it being February, new month. I mean, I can't believe that we've already
passed through 1 month.
Yeah, it's already, for me, I feel like it's a timeline to hurry up because, you know, as Pastor has mentioned before, you know, setting up and doing everything that you need to accomplish to do it within the first 3 months of the year. So then the rest of the year just sails by smoothly. Oh. So I have been crazy busy working to get that accomplished.
I believe time is expedited, for the end is upon us. Mm. You know, the Lord's coming soon. Mm-hmm. So you feel urgency to get things in order.
Yeah.
I was thinking today on the way to work, it's so important to have order in your life. God's a God of order. Mm-hmm. And order and discipline yourself, like as far as reading the Word, prayer, everything, what you eat, a little bodily exercise is good, you know, all of that. If you have a structure for your life and an order for your life, you're going to be so much more successful. Mm-hmm. And if you just say, oh, see how I feel today, what am I going to do? No, have a structure, you know. I think it's not too late to establish that. It's
and
like
never
reading,
too late.
Reading the Bible through the whole year.
Yes, with
you know,
the,
you can catch up still. A month is not that long.
No, it's really not. Yeah. I think even right now, I'm like a day or two behind. I didn't finish, today's Friday, I didn't finish Wednesday's. So I'm, you know, I got to finish that this weekend. But it is very important. And that's why, you know, they say to wake up and you start your day. That way you start it with prayer, you start it with the Rhapsody. So you set the tone for your day, you know, you organize it, you get a head start, you can take control, seize the day.
You take control of your day.
You seize the day.
Yeah, you say what's going to happen. I think that's harder, Danielle, for like creative people, artistic music people and all that. They're more like how they feel and, you know. It's easier for like accountants and bankers and stuff because they're very structured by nature.
You have to, yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's true.
It is a little more challenging for people that are out in the arts. But it still is good.
Freeing. Yeah.
Practice your instrument, practice your singing.
Yeah, you can still set your time and your schedule for those things as well, even if, you know, that's your career and that's your life, you know?
Yeah.
There's definitely always some kind of order.
I don't know about that. I just believe that we will have so much more out of the day. You know, the day will produce more when you have a structure like that.
You can accomplish more because you'll have set the time aside for everything that you need to do.
Right.
So it's very important to
it's
do
very
that.
Interesting how
and prioritizing time, the Word of God.
It's interesting how time works, really, if you think about it. So, you know, because
the one thing
like
you can't
when you're
get
excited,
back.
Time goes quick. Mm-hmm. Or if you're in pain, slow every mm-hmm. second. So it's interesting how time works.
You dwell on it yeah. for so long without yeah. even realizing it.
So we get yeah. to control what we do with our time. Praise God. We're not in prison. We're not a whatever. You know, we get to do what we want with our time, yeah, which is a huge blessing.
Exactly. So imagine if you even take that step to be intentional of always being happy, always being organized, yeah. seizing your day, always in a good mood, always smiling. How different even those small little adjustments can make in your day and in your life.
Right.
In general, you know, you just start glowing with God's glow and people will gravitate towards that. You know, they gravitate yeah. towards you being that beacon of light, you yeah. know, that hope, that
life is a gift.
Shining bright.
You know, it really is. Every day is a gift. So if you're listening to me, you're alive, praise God, and that's a gift from the Lord. Mm. Your life is a gift. It's not meant as a punishment or a sentence to be filled out, you know, which a lot of people feel like that. You know, there's a lot of despair in the world now, even among young people. I mean, the suicide rate's ridiculous. Mm. They just think that dying is a way out, but it's not, because eternity's on the other side of dying, and whatever you do on this life, going to carry on into the next. So death is not the end. You're going to continue on forever somewhere. Make it heaven with Jesus. It's going to be good. Mm-hmm. But don't end it early. You know, carry on. Finish your life. God has good things for all of us. He did it. He's not a respecter of persons. He didn't say, you know, oh, Daniel, you get to have a really good life. But Pam, you're going to have a pretty rough life. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, even whatever the Lord gave me, it's for my good. It will work for my good.
Yep.
And whatever you're going through, it'll work for your good. All things work for good if you love the Lord. May not seem like it when you're in it, but oh yeah, it will work for good. I've seen it. Just ride it out. Ride out the storm. Don't give up in it. Just yield to what the Lord bringing you through it. I can tell you that from all the storms I've been through, from storms in my life, mm-hmm. you know, and He's faithful through every storm. Mm-hmm. When you're in the middle of them, not fun. Not fun to be in the middle of a storm. Like, your people were in that tornado the other day. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they didn't say that was fun.
Yeah, exactly.
But afterwards, you know, you're like, wow, I survived a tornado. Put that on my resume. You know what I mean?
Yeah. One of the things you conquered and were victorious over in your safety. Yeah, they were all safe, and thank God. You know, they took cover, and, you know, that tornado passed right around them. But they all had no damage to their homes. Nobody was injured, at least not my family personally.
So. But I'm sure it was a
very
horrifying
scary.
Moment. Mm-hmm. Tornadoes are, you know, they say it sound like a train, and your mm-hmm. cousin said it did. Mm-hmm. She verified that, yeah, it sounds like a train
yeah,
coming.
Yeah, she said it sounded like a freight train just coming straight at you.
So I don't know why we're talking like this, but maybe somebody listening needs to hear this, you know, maybe just that one person. And if it is you, that's how much God loves you, that he turned our conversation towards what you're going through mm-hmm. to encourage you.
Amen.
Isn't that awesome?
That's
just
the way
for
it works.
You today. That makes me want to cry. Because I tell you the times the Lord has done that for me. Mm. He's so faithful. He will send you a word, a person, a song in due season mm-hmm. that will just carry you through that moment when you feel like throwing in the towel and giving up.
That's why it's, you know, you have to take heed to those things that you're pulled towards, because you could be somebody's lifeline.
Yeah.
Lifeline and not even realize it, you know?
Also, the enemy is out to destroy. Mm-hmm. So now you got something special to do with your life. He sees you heading in that direction. He going to do everything to stop you, even throw at you discouragement, doubt, fear, giving up, sickness, whatever. Mm-hmm. But we are more than conquerors. We overcome everything that the enemy throws at us. We really don't have to tolerate him, you know, really don't. But be aware that he is there and that he is trying to stop you in your course. So call us. If you need prayer, give us a call. We have a beautiful, I just poked my head in there, two beautiful ladies in there ready to pray with you.
Yeah.
855-378-9993. call us. We'll pray and agree with you and see you through to the victory. Then you'll call and say, hey, I got the victory. Or you'll give us a praise report. I promise you, God is faithful. He never fails us, never, ever fails us. Amen.
Amen.
So, I think someone needed that today because we don't
veered off from what we normally do. Yeah. Even myself, I mean, I think I have like 2 minutes left. So I'll, you know, continue on a different section in When God Visits You. You know, it's a very powerful book. If you watched on Wednesday, you know, we went through it as well. We almost didn't want to stop, but we had to for prayer. So definitely call in, get your copy. We do have them in stock. Very, very, very powerful book.
Yeah, that was beautiful Wednesday. Mm-hmm. You taught us that little prayer that Pastor Chris was talking to a lady.
Yep,
she wasn't paying him any mind. And so
he just said, I will leave.
He up and left the room. And he must have said, Lord, because he had her pray a prayer.
Mm-hmm. And when he came back, she was on the floor.
On her face crying.
Yeah. So it works.
Yeah.
The word works. Hallelujah. So I'm reading today from chapter 2.
We have like 1 minute.
I'll speed read. Called The Spirit of Prayer Comes to You. Mm-hmm. With a compelling desire for a change comes a strong urge to pray. A burden of prayer begins to develop as God's Spirit leads you into the place of change. So call for it. Now there is a desire in you, but you have to call the object of your desire. Your soul's call for a change invokes the presence of God, who desires to answer your prayer. As you call out in prayer, he answers you, because God listens and he hears your prayers. Mm. So as close as your friends are to you, they still request your person and have consideration for your invitations and responses. The Lord is even more friendly and polite. The scriptures declare that he is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. If you invite him into your situation through prayer and faith, he will honor it. So many times people wonder why they should pray. You must understand that God has given man complete authority in the physical realm. So he needs man's invitation to do anything on earth because he is not a usurper.
Okay, that's it right there. You see, he needs man's invitation.
Mm-hmm.
He's not just going to force himself into your life. So if you're not praying, you're missing out on beautiful fellowship. Mm-hmm. That's probably the number one thing to put structure in your life is to establish prayer.
Mm-hmm. And declaring, you know, Lord God, your Savior.
Yeah.
I believe that's why it is such a big part of the confession for your prayer of salvation is because you're inviting him into your life. You're calling him and allowing him to reign.
That's true. He's not going to.
So that's his invitation.
You need to get saved.
Exactly.
But you do.
Yes, you do.
All right, let's pray.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you for the privilege. Thank you, Father.
Lord,
Lord,
mando la haraba por el fidel la hata ora la harabeta lo haraba hasito ora la harabeta pero lo haraba hasora la hita para lo haraba Bara la harabe, yara la harabe, yara la haraba, mesar lora bahata la feta, lur danda la harabe, yara la haraba, kora hita la harabe, bara bahatora la feta le, bara la harabe, dala fraba, mazite keki, ara la haraba, lur rebe, dala haraba, shalate to, bara la harabe, siata le, dala Buta kara lehi tala buta la harra bahasi Manda la burra baha tora le zeta lehi ta Bara lora bhe yara lora bhe tada le tiendo la lo Bokore bhen yenda lehi tala lora Vesha lora baha tora bhe tala harta Ya tora bhe tala ko Manda kore bhe la fra Batura bahuture behita lahara Fera lohara bahature le bita le Manda lohara bahature le fita lahare Ara lohara bahutupoto le hindi dienda lahare be Ara lohara bahature fisha le dienda le Dara lohutu Batuara behita la fra bohutola hitaka Bara lohara le hindi enda lohara bahatu Bara lohara behita la rutu Bara lohara behita la fra bahaku Bara lohara behita la hara basi enda le hita Bara lohara behisha la tola hotoku Manda lohara le hindi enda lohara bahaku Yara lohara la harabe, yara la fra Hara lohara behita, hara lohara behita la hara Jesus, atia to lohara bahatu Hara lohara fisha la, hara lohara bahaku Oh, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen. In Jesus' name. Yes. Amen. Now tell them Sunday. Don't miss Sunday.
Yes, don't miss Sunday service. It's our communion, global communion service with our dear man of God and praise night. It's going to be spectacular. You will not be disappointed. So tell everybody, have them join in and watch or, you know, attend in church so you can watch online in service. But just make sure you connect.
Have
It'll
your
be
communion
beautiful.
Ready to partake mm-hmm. with the body yep. of Christ globally. Hallelujah.
It's powerful yeah. knowing that you're connected with so many people around the world.
Yeah.
You will just feel his presence.
Yeah. So cool.
So join in.
Yeah.
Don't miss out. Please,
yeah.
please.
We'll see you there. God bless you and have a blessed weekend.
See you Monday.
Bye.